This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. In 2012, as a House freshman, Katrina Jackson vented her frustration over Governor Jindal vetoing her legislation supporting public schools.
This bill passed by a unanimous vote in the House. We only missed 4 votes in the Senate.
Now, 2 years later, Monroe Representative Katrina Jackson is one of the success stories of the current session.
We stand as co-authors of House Bill 388, one of the pieces of legislation that will be most impactful to this state regarding our pro-life movement.
Yesterday, the House gave final concurrence on Jackson's bill requiring abortion providers to have admitting privileges. Governor Jindal has already tweeted that he's looking forward to signing this bill. So how has she come so far so fast? Jackson, a Democrat, says she's learned to pick her battles, like the abortion restriction bill.
That is one issue that doesn't split us along party lines.
She says you have to work with other lawmakers as much as possible.
Where there are issues dealing with their district, I try to work with them to get those issues resolved, and in return, they do the same thing for me.
Some call it trading votes. She sees it as helping. One of the biggest tests of Jackson's growing legislative influence comes today, as Senate Education will vote on her bill to enact Aaron's Law. It requires teaching kids about sexual abuse in a state that does not permit teaching comprehensive sex education. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.